We're going to discuss today the topic of what do you do first Mitzvah Shabbos. This year is very unique. This year is one of the only years when Chanukah falls out Mitzvah Shabbos twice. The first night of Chanukah and the last night of Chanukah. Now, Mr. Weiss, is this common?
No.
How rare is this?
This happened last time 20 years ago.
20 years ago, the last time this happened. Yeah.
Then it can happen the next time, about 5 years, I think.
It's going to happen in a few years again.
And then it goes again 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but generally...
It doesn't work like that.
Not necessarily, but...
Okay, but generally speaking, generally speaking, this is very, it is rare. Okay, it is rare where we have a double header. Mitzvah Shabbos, we light, we have a little of Sabbath, but it's rare we have a double header to have the opportunity to light the Ner Chanukah. Mitzvah Shabbos. This year we will happen the first night of Chanukah. We'll have one there, and we'll make a Shachianu Mitzvah Shabbos, and then we'll have this again on the eighth night of Chanukah. Zoyis Chanukah again will pull out a Mitzvah Shabbos. So what is the dilemma? The dilemma is, what do you do first when you come home? Let's first discuss what you do when you come home. Do you light Ner Chanukah first, or do you do Havdalah? We have a conflict. Most of the time when you come home, it's a Shabbos, yeah. The thing you do is Havdalah. And now you have another thing to do, Ner Chanukah. Which one goes first? So let me just take a poll. What do most people here do? Who here lights Havdalah?
Havdalah.
Is there anyone here that does Ner Chanukah first? There's no one here that does Ner Chanukah first. You first make... Do Havdalah. Now, what about in Beis HaKnesses? What do they do here in Shul?
Just the opposite.
The opposite. In the Beis HaKnesses, the minig is first to do Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah. Where you make Havdalah in Shul, and at home, it's the other way around. First Havdalah and then to light Ner Chanukah. Now, you should be aware that in home, where you're first lighting, first doing Havdalah and then Ner Chanukah, this is not what it says to do in the Shulchan Aruch and not what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch both are of the opinion, they agree in this matter, that the proper thing to do is first to light Ner Chanukah and then to recite Havdalah. Why then do we first make Havdalah? This is based on a Taz. And in fact, it's only a Taz. The Magen Avraham is chelik on the Taz. The Magen Avraham says you should follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramot to first light Ner Chanukah and then light and then recite Havdalah. And in fact, this is something that's so rare. Whenever we have a disagreement between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, whenever there's a disagreement, both of those in the Farshim and the Shulchan Aruch, we almost always follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says, follow the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. First light Ner Chanukah, like in Shul. Then we cite Havdalah. The Taz has a long discussion, and he brings many rayos and mafalpel in the Inyan very, very much, and he concludes the proper thing to do is Havdalah first, and then Ner Chanukah. And this is a rare instance where many of us, at least in this community, follow the Taz, and we do recite Havdalah first, and then Ner Chanukah. But you should be aware, it's not universal. There are many groups of people, whether they're Sfaradim, whether they're Ashkenazim, whether Hasidim. I think the Chassam Sofer did not follow this Taz, and I think the Avni Nezer. All different groups of people, they're Chaluk Edeya. It's a very touchy Inyan. If you go among certain communities, you'll get into a big fight over this. I believe in Eretz Yerushalayim, Minhag D'Gra, I believe the Gra follows the Shulchan Aruch. If I'm not mistaken, the Gra is of the opinion that you first light Ner Chanukah, and then you recite Havdalah. And in Yerushalayim, where many people do follow the Minhagim of the Gra, because the Gra's Talmidim were the first to establish a Yishuv about 400 years ago in Yerushalayim, they all follow the Minhagim of the Gra, his opinions in Halacha, and they, therefore, many people today, Anahiyamaz and Yerushalayim, are influenced by the Gra, and they light first Ner Chanukah and then recite Havdalah. So it's a very touchy issue. Again, this community, what I think we're all familiar with, is that we follow the Taz. Now, what
we need
the Taz, Poland, because we come from Poland, because most of us are influenced by the Taz. From we come from Poland, and in Poland, that's what they did. The Taz, he ruled the day. And in deference to his opinion, we followed his opinion.
So
I don't know.
That sounds safe for
you. He disagrees. He was not. He's from a different. I don't know the answer. I don't know why. How it evolved. Some follow one opinion, others another opinion. But I want to present to you today the issues. What are the issues? If you walk in more confused, then we've accomplished our goal. What are the issues of why we should light Ner Chanukah first, or light Havdalah first? Let's make an argument why we should recite Havdalah first. First of all, before we get to Tadir, very good. Is there's a concept? You don't do Melacha until you recite Havdalah. There's even an expression, you don't do anything. When Shabbos is over, the first thing you do is Havdalah. You don't play games, you don't listen to the news, you don't go out and buy pizza, you don't do anything until you recite Havdalah. This is the first thing that must be done. Lighting Ner Chanukah is Chil Shabbos. You're kindling candles. That's a Malacha Deraisa. Correct. You stave Marv. You said Atok Chanan Tanu. But that's not the Iker Havdalah. The Iker Havdalah was established to be set on a kois, to be Nadil Al HaKois, with a special bracha, not incorporated into Atok Chonain, to be done together with Besar. Summon, to be done together with Baruch Barei Me'orei Ha'esh, it's not proper.
But you told us,
yeah.
If I remember, that you can't eat.
Yes. Melacha you can do.
Melacha you can do.
Absolutely, you can do melacha, but even though you can technically do melacha, as long as you say Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh Lachol, it's still not. It's not the spirit of the law.
No.
You don't go out to business. You don't, I'll get back 11 o'clock and I'll make Havdalah. It's not the spirit of the law to delay Havdalah. Lighting Ner Chanukah is a very significant act. It's a very significant ma'isa when you do a very b'far hesya, right? Persumenisa, you light candles. The whole world should see. It's not the right thing that it should be done before. That is one very, very strong argument why a person should first recite Havdalah before he lights Ner Chanukah, because you don't do anything until you recite Havdalah. Okay, let's go to the other issue. The other answer someone mentioned is Tadir Visha'ina Tadir Tadir Kaidim. Now let me ask you a question. Is that always true?
No.
Like, what about this coming Chanukah? What Haftarah will we lay on Chanukah? Are we going to lay the Parshas HaShavua? Are we going to lay the special Haftarah for Chanukah? Why? Tadir Visha'ina Tadir. There's a conflict. There are two days competing for attention. Oh, there are two days competing.
That's Kaidim. But if you're going to pick one.
Oh, exactly. So what is the rule? So the rule basically is, very good, the rule is that when you have a conflict between Tadir Vishayna Tadir, and you only can award one of the two, then you give the one that's rare, that's unique, that's special. Every Shabbos we lay in the Haftarah of the Parashas HaShavua. Chanukah only happens once a year, or twice a year. So again, we give him the honor. But in a situation where you can have both, for example, the Sifrei Torah. How many Sifrei Torah are you going to lay on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos Chanukah? Two. You're going to lay in the Parashas HaShavua, and you're going to lay in honor of Chanukah. So which one should you lay in first? When you're going to do both, Tadir, Vishaina Tadir, Tadir Kodem, you give the Parashas HaShavua, and then you give what's unique. So when it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, you're going to do both. I'm going to do Havdalah, and I'm going to do Ner Chanukah. We're not going to take away anything from anyone else. Tadir v'sheinah tadir, tadir koydim. We award it to Havdalah.
Okay, so
that's a second. What?
We're trying to relate the Haftarah to the Chanukah.
Because you're only going to have one Haftarah. Since we're only one Haftarah, then we give it to what's unique. But when you're going to do both, that's, so therefore it's a perfect candidate, Mitzvah Shabbos, when you're going to recite Havdalah and going to Ner Chanukah, it's a perfect candidate, and we're going to give the first thing to Havdalah. Okay, that's a second argument why we should give it to Havdalah first. Let me give you the third argument, which is a beautiful new idea. I never saw this before.
Havdalah Havdalah at home.
At home. Only right now we're dealing with the moment at home. We'll discuss a little bit later on in shul, why shul is different. Now next, another. Now this is a very interesting idea. Havdalah. How do we recite Havdalah? One of the things that we incorporate in our Havdalah is the bracha, Boirei Me'oirei Ho'esh. When you light Ner Chanukah, what are you doing? You are lighting, you're making use of Esh. How can you make use of Esh before you thank Hashem for the existence, the creation of Esh? Now let me give you an example where this applies and where the primary discussion is mentioned, and it doesn't really help us because there the bottom line is, not like what we're going to say, is when Purim falls out on a Sunday, when we lay in the Megillah, Mitzoy Shabbos. What do you do first? Do you lay in the Megillah first, or do you recite Havdalah first? So in Shul, Neves HaKnesses, Neves HaMeikar HaDin, today everything is a big mishmash. We live a whole different type of lifestyle today where we have a very long break between Ma'ariv. We don't even daven Ma'ariv. We don't even daven Ma'ariv. We first go home and Megillah. Today everything, you're being raised from what we do today. We don't everything do today. It should be like we used to be years ago. Me'ikar HaDin, Me'ikar HaDin, you recite Havdalah after Kriyas HaMegillah. Mm-hmm. You first lay in the Megillah, and then you recite Havdalah. There are many posts, and I think the Levush is very disturbed with this custom. Because in order to recite the Megillah, you need to see the Megillah. We take everything for granted today. Like, what's no difference to us day and night? Electricity. But in ancient times, you know, how do you... It's not a simple thing that you... Mitzvah Shabbos, the Chazal would even enact that you should lay in the Megillah at night. It's a very... very big, great difficulty for people. I don't know if you remember not everyone had the blackout. When you have the blackout, there's no electricity, you have a little flashlight, it's not so easy to get around, to read, to do anything when there's a blackout. When you lay in the Megillah at night, even during the weekday, it's not so easy. You have to have a candle, you have to have the Megillah, it's hard enough to read, to listen to the Megillah, but when it's pitch black dark, out in the street, and in your home, and you need a little candle to follow along the Megillah, this is no easy matter. But that's the halacha. You have to recite the Megillah, and you recite the Megillah, I assume, by candlelight. So the Levush says, what kind of business is this? You're going to read in the Megillah? It's a long Megillah, it takes 40 minutes to read the Megillah. You're going to derive enormous benefit from the Ner, from candlelight. And you're first going to thank Hashem for the creation of Or after you finish laying the Megillah? What kind of zilzil is this? And therefore the Levush says, no way! You first make Havdalah, because in Havdalah you're going to say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Me'oirei Ho'esh, and only now do you have the right to derive benefit from the Esh, to use the candle to read the Megillah. So it's the same thing, even greater, when it comes to Chanukah. Because Chanukah, the whole mitzvah is the Ner Shel Chanukah. One thing when it comes to Purim, the mitzvah is to lay in the Megillah. The candle is just a hechi timsa. Maybe it's the 40th day of the month. Maybe there's enough moonlight. So in order to enhance your ability to see, so you light a candle. Okay, so even there, the Levush goes to town. How dare you read the Megillah before you make a bracha, Borei Me'oresh. Al achas kama v'kama, when the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light a Ner Chanukah. Mm-hmm. How can you dare light the Ner Chanukah before you make the bracha, Borei Me'oresh? Therefore you make Havdalah. You make Havdalah first, and part of the Havdalah you say Borei Me'oresh Ho'esh, and then you can light the Ner Chanukah. Now what's the difficulty with this? This is the Pesach of Falpel. It's not a kasha. You're not deriving benefits. Haneros halalu kodeshem v'ein lanu rishus l'shtameish bohem elo l'rosam b'lvad. So you're not using it. So you can argue back and forth, okay, maybe you're right, you're not being mishtamish. But still you're lighting, you're kindling, the mitzvah is to light. it's not proper to abuse before you did not. Not before Shabbos, but before you. No, not it's not. It's not a matter of this approach. It's not a matter of havdol. It's a matter of the barocha boire meoire hoish. So this is a very powerful argument why we should
make
havdolah first. Three different, very powerful approaches, and that's the halacha at home. For most of us, tadir v'sheina tadir kaidem is a very powerful concept of yisod. You want to make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh first, and you don't do anything until Shabbos is over. That's the mitzias. Shabbos must come to an end, and then you're able to light the Ner Chanukah. However, there are many paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch, mi godlan from the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah, v'nei yishol yoytzim biyod Ramah, famous simon. Always follow what it says in the Ramah. Yoytzim biyod Ramah. How do they say no? The proper thing to do is to first light Ner Chanukah and then to make Havdalah. What's the logic? So as far as the Bori Mori Ha'esh, so we can answer like we just said, because you're not really using it. Furthermore, look, Purim, what's the bottom line by Purim? Purim, when do we make Havdalah? After you finish Megillah. So you see that it's not an issue. So you'll make the bracha a little later on in the day. What about Tadir Vishainer Tadir Tadir Kadem? So they basically say Persume Nisa breaks all the rules. When you're dealing with Persume Nisa, it's such a powerful concept. To Mefarse Menes, you don't have to take into consideration Tadir Vishainer Tadir Tadir Kadem. Or what about by laning? By laning. The laning in the Beis HaKnesses is not an inyan of Persume Nisa. It's Minyan Shel Yom. You have to lane. Today is Chanukah, so you have to lane Minyan Shel Yom. But the laning was not established to Mefarse Menes. The Nes was the laning of the Ner Chanukah was established for the Pirsum Hanes is so important, it's so critical, it's so powerful, it trumps the dinyan of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir Tadir Kadem. Yeah.
And that's the reason why you said, that's why you should say then Ner Chanukah first, if you
put right, that's what I'm saying. We're talking about, I'm now making an argument. We're now making an argument why the Mechaber and the Ramah are correct. So we already pushed aside the reason of Bori Mori Ha'esh, and we pushed aside the reason of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir Tadir Kadem. We pushed that aside. And what was the other reason that the other reason we said was that you don't do anything until Shabbos is over. Okay, that is a problem. Now we're not going to be able to push that aside. But there is another contrasting inyan, and that is, you want to delay the outgoing of Shabbos as much as possible. There is such a concept.
How late can you make a Havdalah?
You can till Tuesday. Till Tuesday.
Exactly. Yeah, and
the lady late. They don't open up Gehenim. Gehenim is
It's a man groomer.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Okay, that's what we're coming to. That when is the Iker Zman of aligning Ner Chanukah? As early as possible. Early, exactly. On the mark. As early as possible. So it's an emergency. Me'ikra, then you only have a half an hour until Achat Tichle Regel Menashuk. This, that we, Bizman has that we light later, that's only a B'diavet. That's not the Iker. In fact, Yeshua said you can't make a bracha. Once you miss the first half an hour after Tisra Chavin, you can't even make a bracha. We don't paskin like that. But we take that into consideration. That when you have two mitzvahs which are conflicting, should you light Ner Chanukah first or should you light Havdalah? The Iker Zman of lighting Ner Chanukah is to be done as soon as possible. Oh, but there is Havdalah. No, Havdalah. Let Havdalah wait. Havdalah can wait until Tuesday, like you said. And Adarabah, the longer we allow Shabbos to linger, the better it is. And we have this with Malava Malka, and we have this concept with Kabbalah, with Gehenim, and the Kiddush of Shabbos should extend. So let Shabbos wait. In the meantime, you can chaper and you can light the air. Oh, but you're doing malacha, so we know that you mentioned that, Mr. Gladi, you mentioned that the malacha, only malachas which are significant malachas are asar. Once you say Baruch HaMavul Ben Kodesh L'chol, you're allowed to do lightweight malachas. And there are different categories. What's called a lightweight malacha, what's called a heavy-duty malacha. Lighting candles is considered to be a lightweight malacha, so there really is no issue. You can light the Ner Chanukah and wait to extend the Kedusha Shabbos till much later on. Now, let me give you another example, another very beautiful example of why it's proper that you should light the Ner Chanukah first. Because when we light the Ner Chanukah, we are reenacting the miracle of what happened when they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, did they light Ner Chanukah on Shabbos, Friday night? Did they light it on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur? They certainly did. Oh, but it's Chil Shabbos. When do you light the Nerchanik? When do you light the nearest of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? Mm-hmm. At night. When at night? After Tzeis HaKochavim, after the sun sets, you light. That's the Ikuzman. The Ikuzman to light the Neros of the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, is in the evening at night. But it's Shabbos, so the answer is it's avoda. The mitzvah avoda is doicha Shabbos at home. If you light a candle, chil Shabbos, chiyuv skila. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you offer korbanos and you light the neros of the menorah Shabbos night after it's dark. This is what the Torah wants. It's called avoda, and avoda, we have a special gzeres hakas biyom tzavoso, is doicha Shabbos. So look at this. Shabbos is not really fully over until when? Until you make Havdalah. It's over technically when you say Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Once it says Hakachavim, Yidavim Arvim Shul, it's 50 minutes after sunset, and you say those magic words, Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Technically speaking, Shabbos is over, you can do whatever you want. In the spirit of the law, Shabbos is not really fully over until you recite Havdalah. So you're somewhere in the middle. When you go home and you light Ner Chanukah between saying Baruch HaMavdil before you recite Havdalah, you know what you're doing? You're doing it the way they did in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the Ner Chanukah, they lit the Ner Menorah on Shabbos Mamish. Within the Kiddush of Shabbos. Friday night, they lit the menorah. They lit the menorah 7 days a week, including Friday night. So, you, in this respect, you're viewing the lighting of the Ner Chanukah as if you're lighting the menorah. It's an avodah, and an avodah can and should be done on Shabbos, if that's the Zman. So even though you did not recite Havdalah, and you're still lingering through the Kiddush of Shabbos, and you're doing the Malacha of lighting Gezunta Hate. That's what you're supposed to be doing, just like that's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So Adarabah, it's a Maila of doing it before you recite Havdalah to get in this inyan of reenacting the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's another argument to make that you should be lit before Havdalah. Now here's a really beautiful argument. What do we do when Yom Tov is on a Mitzvah Shabbos? Everyone knows this. There's a simon called Yaknehas. Yaknehas. What does Yaknehas stand for? Yud Yayin. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Bar Pi Hagafen. Then Kuf Kiddush. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu Asher Bracha Banu Mikolam. Banu Mikolam. We make the bracha on the Kiddush. What is Kiddush? Kiddushas Hayoyim. It's Pesach, the Seder. Right? It's the Seder. Or it's Yom Tov, Sukkos. Yak. Nun, Ner. You go over to the Leichter, right? You go over to the Leichter. One candle, two candles, different things. Way the Yak Nun. Then comes what? The Hey.
Havdalah.
Hey.
Havdalah.
Ooh, Havdalah. Havdalah when?
After
you said the Kiddush, you first sanctified the day. The day, and then you said Havdalah. What?
The concept of Chag, of Chanukah to Pesach.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Yes, that's the argument that we're making right now. That we're making an argument that is exactly the same. It's Chanukah. Chanukah is here. There's a new day of Chanukah. Let's make believe right now it's the middle of Chanukah. It's a new day of Chanukah. A new day has arrived. But it's Shabbos. Shabbos has not left yet. Should we get rid of Shabbos and then bring in the new Kedusha? Or should we first bring in the new Kedusha and then say goodbye to Shabbos? We have precedent. We have a precedent. When Mitzoy Shabbos is Yom Tov, we first bring in the new Kedusha. Welcome. Come in. Bring in the new Kedusha. And then we say goodbye to the leaving Kedusha. Chanukah. First, welcome Chanukah. Here's my menorah. Let me light the neros. Then later we'll say goodbye to Shabbos. Just like Yakneh Bechaz, we have this precedent. First Kedusha and then goodbye to Shabbos. Same thing with Shabbos. First Ner Chanukah and then Havdalah. Perfect. Why can't you compare?
Chanukah and Pesach are different.
Different levels of Yom Tov.
Yeah, and Chanukah is not. Chanukah is also different levels of Yom Tov.
Is it the same as Pesach?
Well, Yom Tov L'Chaira is less than Shabbos, right? Isn't it? Yom Tov is a lower Kedusha than Shabbos. Chanukah is also a lower Kedusha than Shabbos.
But much lower than Chanukah maybe is lower than...
You're making a good argument. The argument made to reject this Svara, I'll tell you another argument that you're making, even a more powerful argument to reject this Svara is, how are you Mekadesh Shabbos, Yom Tov, al kois shel yayin? On a kois shel yayin. How do you say goodbye to Shabbos? On a kois. How do you sanctify Hanukkah? With a menorah. Chanukiah. How do you say goodbye to Shabbos?
Absolutely.
With a kois. Two separate things. When you're going to use the same object of yayin, a kois shel yayin, to bring in new kedusha and to say goodbye to kedusha, it's an insult. It's insulting to say goodbye Shabbos, get out of here, and we're going to use the same thing that we used to say goodbye to you, we're going to use it. That's an insult. You don't go and say goodbye, and then with the same goodbye, we're going, it's insulting to Shabbos, it's insulting to Yom Tov also. But when you first bring in Kedusha with the kois, that's the same kois, and then you say goodbye, that's more min hanimus. There's more derecheretz. But when it comes to Chanukah, when it's completely two separate objects, they have the menorah, and you have your menorah, and you have your kois, two separate objects, then follow the rules. The rules are, Shabbos ends first, you say goodbye to Shabbos with a proper goodbye, you make Havdalah Kais, and then you're not no longer Mechal Shabbos, because then you recite the bracha for the Ner Shel Chanukah. So you're right, you can argue there is a precedent, we do find the concept is there, but there are differences. You want to compare Chanukah and Shabbos to Yom Tov and Shabbos, who says you can do that? Number two, Chanukah and Shabbos are completely two different things, two different mitzvah objects, whereas Havdalah and Kiddush is the same mitzvah object. Maybe there you can use, then there will be proper to first bring in new Kiddush before you escort the old Kiddush. Okay, that's another argument. Now let me tell you another fact which comes into play. I'm going to include with an amazing another verse which blew my mind. But before I get to the last thing, I want to say, I want to just fill in a few more details, a few more inyanim. There's another inyan called Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. You're not allowed to pass over mitzvah. There's a story, and the story, to what degree it's accepted in halacha is a separate issue. But Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld, his minog was, he was like the Rav Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he would linger in shul mitzvah Shabbos longer than most people. He said, v'yitav mecha, whatever he did, that was his minhag. Every mitzvah Shabbos, he davened Ma'ariv very slowly, Ma'ariv was over, he would say all the things in the back of the Siddur, and do what he needed to do, and he came home. Now his family wasn't they were like me and you. like get out of shul as soon as possible, and davened Ma'ariv, 1, 2, 3, you're home, and you're going for pizza, and you're all off to the races. Right, so so he was lingering in shul, and it was Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah, and the family came home already. All of his children were home already. Oh, it's Chanukah. Tati is going to come home from shul soon, and he's going to light the menorah and do Havdalah. Oh, so let's get the menorah ready. While he's already sitting there and saying V'tilacha, let's get everything in order. So they took the menorah and they put it out. Now, where did he light the menorah? Yerushalayim. Came down to outside the house. They set it up. They took out the glass cups. They put in new oil, new wicks, all ready to go. They're waiting. They're schmoozing. They're on their cell phones. And then finally he comes home. He passes the menorah. Now he said, ideally, I follow the Taz. I come from a community or a tradition where we follow the Taz. In this matter, you make Havdalah first. But it's a big machlokes. It's a touchy, touchy issue. And here, I'm coming home, and I'm passing the menorah. And everyone is waiting for me. There is an inyan he felt of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvos. Since the menorah is mi pesach beisai mi bachutz, and that's where you're supposed to put it, mi bachutz. and the Chanukah and the Havdalah is in the bayis, and I, especially in this situation where it's all set and ready to go and it's all waiting for me and I'm passing it, it's a lack of their cheretz to pass over the menorah ein ma'avin al mitzvos that will tip the scales in favor to light the ner Chanukah first before you recite Havdalah. Fascinating insight into the sinyan of another factor to take into consideration, because that's what the makam is. The makam is bachutz, not the makam inside. I want to tell you before I conclude and tell you the last vart, the last yesod, is that it's fascinating. There are some people that are so disturbed with this inyan, what to do? They make a pshara. What's the pshara? So I saw two psharas. They first light. They light all the neros, but they don't light the shamash. I don't know why the shamash makes a difference. Not the shamash. They don't have a shamash.
Because they can't do anything with it.
They light. Yeah, the thing into the linya. I told this to a very big Talmud Chacham. He was shocked. He didn't believe me. I told this. I was talking about yesterday in Yeshiva someone about this. He didn't believe me. He says, doesn't make any sense. I don't believe you. And I said, who says this? So I showed him who says it. He knew who he holds the world from this. And he says, I can't believe this, but it says it. This is what he did. I don't even know who this person was. They light the Ner Chanukah. You make the Berlas, it's the fifth Ner Chanukah. So you light all five Neros first. But you don't put the Shamash in the holder. No Shamash. I guess because it's not yet a Shamash. You didn't make Havdalah. So it's one thing you're going to light the Ner Shel Chanukah. It's Kodesh. HaNeros Halalu Kodeshim. But is the Shamash Kodesh?
No,
the shamash is not kodesh. It's a ner shel chol that's there as a backup that you should not by mistake derive any benefit. So the nizr not to light the shamash. Then you make havdalah, and after you make havdalah, you go back and you set up the shamash. Because the shamash is the ner shel chol, which only should be put into place after you make the fuller. The ner shel chanukah is kodesh, so that you have a right to do before you light the ner, before you light the recite Havdalah, but not the ner shel shamash. So fascinating insight. What?
The ner shel chanukah was shamash.
So that you have no choice. You have to have some shamash, obviously, but to formally set up the you blow it out. I guess to formally set into place. Fascinating insight. Another approach, another pshara is, let's say you have 10 children, and how many gives, a mahajrim and a mahajrim, everyone in the family has to light the whole menorah of 8 candles,
half,
right?
Half.
Yeah, not half and half, only, that's not, the ikar, the ikar, the ikar, only the balabais, the only one who lights Ner Chanukah before Havdalah is the ikar hadin, the Rosh Habayis, the father. The father sets up the menorah, he lights Ner Chanukah, he lights the neros, and then he makes Havdalah, and then all of the B'nai Bayis, all of the 10 children, come forward to light their menorahs. Because it's one thing to do the Ikar Hadin, Ner Ishu Beisim before you do Havdalah, but to do the Mahajrim and Mahajrim before you light, you recite Havdalah, that's not proper. So you should just light one Chanukah menorah, recite Havdalah, and then the rest of the bayis will come back and they will light their Chanukah menorahs. Now, one last idea, and this is brilliant, and it's Nogea this year, Halacha L'maisa for this year, this rare year where it falls out on Mitzvah Shabbos. I told you Yakne Bahas, but I didn't tell you the whole story. Most of the time, for the last 19 years, Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah was not the first night.
It was not the first night,
so we did not recite the Shechiyanu. You just make two brachas, the Halakha of Chanukah and Shas Nisa. There's no Shechiyanu. So then I said, oh, we have a precedent. Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tov. You have a conflict between Ner Chanukah, new kedusha, and the old kedusha. So what do you do first? So yakne has. You first bring in new kedusha, the new kedusha of kiddush, before you do havdalah. But let's take a closer look. Yakne has. What comes after the hay? Zayin. What's zayin? What's zman? Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. When is the zayin? At the very, very end. So look what we're really doing. Look what you're really doing on a Pesach night. You first make kedusha. Welcome Yom Tov. Welcome Shabbos. Havdalah, goodbye.
Right.
Yom Tov. Let's welcome you again.
Yes.
Let's welcome you again with Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh.
Move the Zion.
What?
You should move the Zion.
We don't move the Zion.
But you should.
Yakna, that's a separate question. Why is it Haka like that? So what do you see? There are two different levels. There is Stam Kedusha, there is the Kedusha, and then there is Zaman. Shechianu, that has to wait until you say goodbye completely to the previous Kedusha. That inyan of Zman, you cannot be here when Shabbos is still here. So the Zman goes to the very end. So, the first night of Hanukkah, you have to. This year is unique. The first of the Chanukah falls on the mitzvah Shabbat. So this year, what do you have to do? The first of the Chanukah, you have to say. You have to say Shechianu.
Yeah.
Shechianu zman. When are you going to say the Shechianu? Yaknehas at the very, very end. So you have to. Even though you have a precedent that you can bring kedusha in first, but now when it comes to zman. Zman always has to be at the very, very end after you have said goodbye to Shabbos. So there has to be first Havdalah, and then it's going to be at the very end, Ner Chanukah, where you're going to say Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. And therefore, since this is the way it has to be once in 20 years, because once in 20 years you're going to have the first night of Chanukah falling out of Mitzvah Shabbos, loy plug. This is the way we're going to do it all the years. Because it can't be that in some years we'll do it this way, and other years, if it never could happen that the first night of Chanukah falls on Mitzvah Shabbos, then maybe we'll follow the general Yaknaha without the Zayin. First bring in new Kedusha, first bring in Chanukah, and then we recite Havdalah. But since there is a possibility where the first night of Chanukah falls on Mitzvah Shabbos, and is going to be a Zayin, is going to be Shechianu, and when you look at the Kiddush Yaknahas, the Zayin is always at the very end after Shabbos is goodbye. So in this year, when the first night of Chanukah falls on Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to say the Shechianu at the very, very end, which means you have to first do Havdalah and then do Ner Chanukah Loy Plog for all the years,
eighth night,
and the other 20 years of the cycle. You're also going to have to do it like that, where you're going to first recite Havdalah and then recite the Zman. So therefore, that's another factor to take into consideration. So you see obviously how complex this is. So many different concepts are fighting and conflicting with each other, and that's why there are so many different opinions, so many different schools of thought of what to do. And I guess I most of us, but in shul we do different. In shul, I guess the pshara is, we'll continue with this next time. The shul, you do the other way around. First is Ner Chanukah, and then Pesumei Nisa, and then we do. By the way, one important some of our Hashem say is that really, really the Taz is right. Really the Shulchan Aruch is. They're more right. You have to do Ner Chanukah first. But what do we do in shul? You like Ner Chanukah in shul, and then in shul you did Havdalah. Oh, once we already did Havdalah in shul, Nespar de Hachavila. So now the right thing to do is to do Havdalah in the home. In other words, you only have one chance to get it right. The only one chance to get it right is in shul. So once in shul you're going to recite Havdalah after you lit Ner Chanukah. So once ready it's Havdalah. So now you might as well do Havdalah at home before you light the Ner Chanukah at home. Okay, so maybe we'll continue to do more about this, the difference between shul next time and Mishnah Monday. Okay, but we'll leave it with this. Have a wonderful day.